guys. So glad to have you back here on Mormon Channel Daily. This month's theme at Mormon Channel is Lift Others Up. And last week, we talked about how we can help lift those in need. But today, I wanted to talk about how God helps us when we're in need and how He lifts us up. Make sure you keep listening.
Hello, Pop.
You're tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is... Is that all right?
Okay.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
So this is...
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, He helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose
of inspiration.
Your daily dose of inspiration. You're listening to...
Mormon Channel Daily.
Did that sound good?
I want you to think about an experience in your life. It can be a small one or it can be a big one, an experience where you knew without a doubt that God had helped you. Maybe it was by giving you patience when your kids struggled to get ready for school this morning. Maybe it was when you were driving to work and avoided a car accident. Maybe it was when you came home and were so overwhelmed by the mess, but then your spouse came and offered to help clean it up. Maybe it was when you lost a loved one and didn't know how you would go on. Maybe it was when you found out you were sick and didn't know if things would get better. There are so many ways throughout our day that God lifts us up. There are more obvious ones and the ones that take a little more effort to point out. We all will at one point or another endure a trial in our life. Some will be bigger than others. Some will require more prayer and more faith to endure. But no matter what the trial is, we can be sure that God will be there to lift us up. Elder Robert D. Hales said, "Tests and trials are given to all of us. These mortal challenges allow us and our Heavenly Father to see whether we will exercise our agency to follow His Son. He already knows, and we have the opportunity to learn, that no matter how difficult our circumstances, all these things shall be for our experience and our good." Does this mean we will always understand our challenges? Won't all of us sometime have reason to ask, "Oh God, where art thou?" Yes. When a spouse dies, a companion will wonder. When financial hardships befalls a family, a father will ask. When children wander from the path, a mother and father will cry out in sorrow. Yes, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Then, in the dawn of our increased faith and understanding, we arise and choose to wait upon the Lord, saying, "Thy will be done." Elder Hill spoke of what it means to wait upon the Lord, noting that in the scriptures, the word wait means to hope, anticipate, and trust. To hope and trust in the Lord requires faith, patience, humility, meekness, long-suffering, keeping the commandments, and enduring to the end. I recently watched a Mormon message about a young girl who was battling with a very difficult medical condition, which caused her to stay in bed for months. It was a very hard time. She was in and out of the hospital, and it was hard not just for her, but for her family as well. And one of the things that she says is at the beginning of her medical experiences, emotionally, it was hard. You know, she was scared, she was hurt. But rather than focus on her medical condition, she instead decided that she would focus on serving and helping others. And she found that instead, she wanted to share her talents with others. And one of the talents that she had was drawing. So she decided that she would make a coloring book for children who were staying at the hospital so that they could feel like they weren't alone during this time. And she also gathered a group of friends who together made sock monkeys for children who had long-term care in hospitals. And she found that when she did that, it helped her feel God's love for her, and it helped her trust more in Him. In her own words, she says, "Time and time again, I have seen Heavenly Father and the Lord's hand in my life. I know they will lift me up." How do you feel God lifts you up? What can you do in those moments of frustration or confusion to feel His hand? Elder Richard G. Scott helps us understand what we can do, and he reminds us, this life is an experience in profound trust. Trust in Jesus Christ. Trust in His teachings. Trust in our capacity as led by the Holy Spirit to obey those teachings, for for happiness now and for a purposeful, supremely happy, eternal existence. To trust means to obey willingly without knowing the end from the beginning. If there's one thing that I learned as a missionary, it was to trust God. Every day I would see how He would make things happen. And when things didn't go our way or like we'd planned, it was because there was something better that needed to happen or an experience that we needed to have. Having the ultimate trust in our Heavenly Father was the answer to a lot of our questions, and things always worked out in its time. I've also learned that in order to trust or to understand why, sometimes we need to ask questions. It's not about just following blindly. We're allowed to ask God questions. We're allowed to have doubts. We're allowed to want to know certain things. It's all about the type of question that we ask. And Elder Scott helps us understand what kind of questions we should ask. He says, when you face adversity, you can be led to ask many questions. Some serve a useful purpose and others do not. To ask, why does this have to happen to me? Why do I have to suffer this now? What have I done to cause this? Those types of questions will lead you into blind alleys. It really does no good to ask questions that reflect opposition to the will of God. Rather, he invites us to ask ourselves, what am I to do? What am I to learn from this experience? What am I to change? Whom am I to help? How can I remember my many blessings in times of trial? Asking the right and inspired question will lead it to an inspired answer and help us gain more of an understanding. It will also help us feel the love of God and help us know that He is there. I'd like to think that the same way Christ had angels comfort him and lift him while he was going through his trying times, while he was being tempted, while he was fasting, that he does the same with us. He can comfort us, and we can feel his arms around us. Lastly, I wanted to share with you a scripture that I found in Psalms. And I hope that we can all remember it during our low times. The Lord upholds all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. In other words, the Lord will lift us up if we're willing to humble ourselves and trust in Him. Thank you guys so much for listening today. I hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. I would love to hear about how you feel God lifts you up. Leave us a comment below, send us a message on Facebook, and we will see you right back here tomorrow.